The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So hello and welcome everyone to this edition of Happy Hour. So the theme for tonight, I want to echo this line that came from a poem to me today as I was feeling my being in this world right now, in this world that is, you know, imperfect. It's an imperfect world. The three marks of existence: imperfect, impermanent, impersonal. And the imperfection especially has been very clear to me today. And the line from the poem that comes up for me, came up for me recently, is might as well love. You might as well love. You might as well love. So how can we love? How can we love ourselves, others, the imperfection of this world? It is not perfect. It is never promised to be perfect. And seeking perfection in an imperfect world is a cause for frustration. Things go wrong. Things fall apart. And you might as well love. You might as well love. You know, we have the option to not love, to hate, to complain, to there's so many options we have, that we can be frustrated, we can be angry. It doesn't mean that, I mean, might as well love, this line doesn't mean that we don't try to change things. Of course, it doesn't mean that we just become a wet noodle. Oh, yeah, well, nothing, it's imperfect, so we don't do anything. It doesn't mean resignation, but it means that we make change or work towards change from a place of love, not from a place of anger, hatred, ill will, but from a place of love. So you might as well love. That's the theme, and I will introduce some other things while we meditate tonight. But primarily, I want to give us a lot of space for silence. I think that would be nice. So, might as well love. Let's start with that. Settling in our seat. Let's start our meditation. Arriving in this moment, arriving in this body. Turning our gaze inward. Noticing how this body is, and there might be challenges, difficulties, pains, fatigue, achiness, weariness, imperfections in this body. It's okay. Can we relax around it? Might as well love. Might as well love this body. Might as well love. Love is so much nourishing than hate. I want to read this poem and let it wash over us as we meditate, feeling it in the body, feeling this poem, letting it resonate anywhere it wants to reverberate in the body. Don't listen with your head, please. Can you let it settle in your heart? The name of the poem is The Facts of Life. And it's written by Padraig O'Tauma. The Facts of Life. That you were born. That you were born. And you will die. That you will sometimes love enough and sometimes not. That you will lie, if only to yourself. That you will get tired. That you will learn most from the situations you did not choose. That there will be some things that move you more than you can say. That you will live, that you must be loved. That you will avoid questions most urgently in need of your attention. That you began as the fusion of a sperm and an egg, of two people who once were strangers and may well still be. That life isn't fair. That life is sometimes good, and sometimes even better than good. That life is often not so good. That life is real. And if you can survive it well, survive it well. With love, with art, with meaning given where meaning is scarce. That life is real. And if you can survive it well with love and art and meaning given where meaning is scarce. That you will learn to live with regret. That you will learn to live with respect. That the structures that constrict you may not be permanently constricting. That you will probably be okay. That you must accept change before you die. But you will die anyway. So you might as well live. And you might as well love. 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 In the last few minutes of this practice, this meditation period, dropping in again, this refrain, you might as well love. You might as well live, you might as well love. See what happens if you drop that in your heart, in your body. You might as well love. See what opens up, perhaps, about yourself, this body, this heart, this mind, others, maybe people you've had interactions with today where there's been some challenge. You might as well love. Or difficult situations, personally or in the world, what's happening. Whatever arises, you might as well love. You might as well love. Given everything. And all the complexities of being human. Not thinking about it, but dropping it in the body. See what opens up. This is not a heady endeavor at all. If it gets heady, drop it. I might as well love. You might as well love. You might as well love in this theater of being human. You playing your part, the role you've been given in this play, as well as other characters born of causes and conditions having their roles. You might as well show up with love for yourself, for them. You might as well love. You might as well love the play, even if it's not what you've chosen, the play you would have chosen. You might as well love. You don't have to like the script to love it. You might as well love. Love the humanity of it all with tenderness. Even if you don't like it, you might as well love. Thank you, friends. Thank you for your practice. Just so lovely to sit together. Might as well love. So as I promised, This practice tonight was on the more silent side to give us a lot of space to sit with you might as well love. And I said a few words ahead of time, so I won't say so much now. And then I shared this poem with you. You might as well love is the refrain, and the name of the poem is The Facts of Life. I will put it in chat for you to have it. The Facts of Life. So the invitation in the small groups tonight, the reflection question is, how does that land for you? How did that land for you? You might as well love. Maybe came up something regarding your body, your heart, your mind. You might as well love. Yeah, it's complicated. Maybe my mind is a mess, my body is a mess right now. Might as well love. Might as well love. Or maybe something about the world, the situation, and thing something that I that came up for me. One of the things that came up for me today, I'll share with you. I had interactions with people today on the phone and meetings, and some of them were complicated and dealing with some insurance stuff, which is always complicated. You call different people and they give you run around and so that was coming up, and I was just loving the people who were trying their best to help me or not trying their best to help me, and just can I just love them all in their humanity, right? And myself included in this theater, in this human theater. Might as well love instead of being frustrated by it all, right? I can. I definitely have that option. We all have. How far does it get me? Might as well love. Might as well love. It's like this right now. It's like this right now, and a few other things, but I wanted to share this piece with you as a practice report because it's so real, right? How many of you have had phone calls calling, different departments and insurance or whatever it is? It's like you get the runaround, and it's like, oh, okay, I'm getting conflicting things. Anyway, might as well love. Might as well love. And that offers nourishment, and I notice smiles were showing up on my face. Yeah, might as well love. Might as well love. Here it is. It's complicated being human situation anyway. So many other things also. Anyway, so invited in small groups to see how that landed for you, how it lands for you, that reflection. There's no right or wrong. Exploring for your own benefit. Next person comes back to you, going around a few times, and let's do reverse alphabetical order just to mix it up. Be kind. Please don't give advice. Speak I statements, how it is for you. Really, that's a way of caring. You might as well love. Also, loving in these small groups, it's just such a beautiful to show up for one another. Might as well love. So I am going to open the groups now. Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. And might as well love. Here we go. Opening them now. Take good care of yourselves and one another. Welcome back, everyone. How was it? It's nice to see some smiles when you come back from the rooms. I see thumbs up, Nancy. Love it. So, reflections, thoughts. You might as well love. What happened? Tell me. I'd love to. Please bring it into the bigger space. Yeah, and I see SM, who's Well, video is off. Who is this?
Yeah, it's just that I'm in a dark room. That's why you can't see my face. It's
Hi.
Serena.
Serena. Hi, Serena.
Yeah, hi there. So, what I really got was that the response of I might as well love might not come automatically. or right away. And that maybe my response might be one of, wow, this is really heavy, or wow, this is really not great, or not good, or I feel offended, or I feel vulnerable, or whatever it is that my first reaction might be. It just feels like I would have that it's a choice. It's like I would have to kind of pull back from my first reaction and then choose a reaction that could be loving or can be loving. Anyway, that's my sense was that it automatically will not just happen,
Yeah,
that
awesome.
loving
Oh
reaction.
my gosh, Serena, I am so loving your insight. This is a huge insight for everyone. I see other people, nodding, and what you share is an insight. And I tell you what the significance of what you said is, because all of what we do in practice is to see, notice our habitual patterns. We all have habitual patterns. Habitual patterns of being offended, of being frustrated, of being, flying off the handle, becoming angry, becoming resentful. You name it. We've got all these habit patterns, right? We do. And that's part of the practice to and that habit pattern you can see as the karma, right? It's that's the wheel of actions. Past actions that we've done in this lifetime, let's not go to the previous. In this lifetime, we've just our habitual reaction be, has been, oh, just getting, I don't know, annoyed or frustrated or offended, right? That's the habit pattern. And yeah, that's still in action. And yet, when we notice, oh, I have a choice. Okay, is that what I want to do? I might as well love. Oh, we're weakening that habit pattern. Therefore, weakening that karma. It's the end of karma, as it's called. It's freedom. That is how freedom happens, little by
Oh,
little.
I like that. I like that. I like that. I like that spin on this. Thank you.
It's my dear, it's not a spin, it's an insight. That is
It's an
so,
insight.
it's
Yeah,
an
okay.
insight. Like, yes, it's a choice. Yeah, I have this habit pattern. We all have habit patterns of getting offended, getting whatever, XYZ. And notice, and that's where mindfulness, awareness, sati comes in. And you decide, okay, do I really want to do that again? No. And then you weaken that pattern. So love it. Thanks, Serena.
Thank you.
Jerry.
That poem struck great to my heart. And the line that I thought, you will avoid questions that yeah, most urgently in need of your attention. I plead guilty.
That's a good point, right? It's got so many awesome lines. Like, wow. Yeah. I appreciate you calling out that line. What are the questions in our lives that we're avoiding perhaps and are worthy of our attention? Yeah. Thanks, Jerry. So many questions. And I like to also say, since all of you know that I love teaching about mindfulness of death. So many questions also are about impermanence and about things that if we really know about our finality and our finitude, then we wouldn't want to postpone those questions. So I'll just offer that anyway. Thank you, Jerry. Nancy.
Thank you so much. I had a lovely group. I just wanted to sort of reiterate. I think we choose love just by showing up here. We're coming to metta practice, and it's a way of choosing love, I think, just to show up. It also, during the meditation, I was very moved, and I recently got together with a group of women who, during the course of the evening, talking about current events and yada, 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 decided to create a playlist of songs that lifted our spirits up. And there's a song by Sarah Bareilles, Be Brave. And it made me think of that, and that oftentimes, loving, choosing to love is an act of sort of radical acceptance and also of vulnerability. And so it occurred to me, the words of that song, Be Brave, kept echoing in my heart. But thank you for bringing it up and letting that echo through.
That's lovely. Thank you, Nancy. Thank you so much. Be brave. I love that. And if you felt moved to share that in chat, and I see chat is closed, and why can't I find a way to open it now? It's just they've moved everything around here in, oh, here, let's see. Chat. It looks like
I'll put
allow,
it in.
it is open. What's going on? Allow participants to chat. It is open. Not sure why it's. Anyway,
Anyway, it's Sarah Bareilles. You can Google her on YouTube.
there you
And
go.
it's just Be Brave, the song Be Brave.
Okay, there, and actually, thanks for saying that out loud so that it's also recorded for Audio Dharma. Thank you. Padma.
Hi, Nikki. Thank you. I just wanted to share that doing this practice, how the heart sometimes naturally just chooses love without knowing. And I was surprised to see that. I mean, on a lot of occasions, and today was one of the biggest days. And I was supposed to go to Jordan and Egypt in 3 weeks. And anyway, I had to pull out of everything. But I didn't get frustrated. 10 years ago, I would have been, oh my God, are you serious? The first thing that came to my mind was I reached out to people in Jordan I've been talking to, and I said, are you guys okay? Then I was like, oh, okay, I guess now I need to pull out. So I wasn't even frustrated, scared, or anything, but my heart went to them. And then I realized while I was doing the practice, I was like, wow, that's really nice. I'm so grateful, not just egoistically saying, but grateful for this practice, how the heart just transforms, and you don't even notice it sometimes. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you for naming this, Padma. It's right, it's so lovely. It's also I love how you named the element of surprise, right? Because sometimes we realize, wait, I'm discovering things about this heart and mind that I didn't even know I had access to. Like we're discovering these unfathomable capacities that this heart and mind have in loving and transforming and forgiving and caring, and we don't really know ourselves. It's which is beautiful, right? The capacities that we have. Yeah, thank you for naming how this practice really transforms us. I've seen that both for myself and so many folks, including you. Here you're reporting it. It's lovely.
Thank you.
Thanks, Padma. It's beautiful. Chris.
Yeah, I always get angry that whenever we're meditating, my introduction, my setting, my place is not perfect. There's always some distraction, there's always some noise. But with your poem, it allowed me to be okay that the beginning of my meditation is not perfect, that there's noises, that there are things going on, and that I was okay. It was okay. I didn't need to be angry. I didn't need to fight that it wasn't perfect. And it was really helpful for me settling the mind that can be very it wants things a certain way.
Great. Oh, I am so delighted that you named this and that you had this experience, Chris, because this can open what you just experienced with things not being perfect, right? Things are never perfect. It's, and what is perfect anyway? Like what the mind creates this. I want silence when I'm meditating. Well, who says? That's just like, it's the practice is to be okay with how things are. It's not about creating the perfect conditions. So as and that is really the crux of it. And for you to have this experience tonight of the noise and the imperfection and to be okay with it, not for the mind not to get agitated. Wow. That is wonderful. Remember this, Chris. Remember, because this is the practice. This is meditation. It's not about perfect conditions, all silent, or it's about, yeah, it's like the dog's barking. I don't know. It's like, it's just, that's, and it's okay. That's perfect. Yeah. Thanks for bringing this in. Anything you want to add? How does that land for you?
Yeah, that I always get jealous. I think everyone else has the perfect meditation. They're doing it better than me.
Yeah, no, that's the mind. And seeing that also as the mind, that it's supposed to be not just the conditions are supposed to be perfect, but my mind is not perfect. See how that, oh, it's that it's not perfect. It's not good. It's like the conditions are not perfect. Your mind is not perfect. Your body is not perfect. Nothing is, you see that equal opportunity, right? Just so that, oh dear. Dear mind, it's okay. It's all right. Come have some milk and cookies. It's there's no problem. There is no problem here. Don't make a problem, dear. Come have some milk and cookies. So notice that mind that is criticizing and making a problem of everything. How does that land? See, do you see that pattern?
Yeah, it's very a wonderful insight. Yeah,
Yeah,
thanks.
and have kindness about it because it's trying to protect you, it's trying to make you happy. But unfortunately, it's single-minded. The only way it knows how to make you happy is to criticize. It's not perfect. Let's make things perfect. Your mind isn't perfect. Everybody has the situation. Like, oh, this is you're trying to make me happy, aren't you? But you only have a hammer, and you're just, you know, so. So see that, and that is so important because I'm not suggesting that you hate it, right? It's not about not like, oh, stop saying things are not. No, it's trying to help you, but it's like the only way it can help you is by making things look really awful. That's the right. So then you can have compassion for this voice, for this pattern, because again, this inner pattern of making things. So, and this is the way to work with it, with kindness, with it, you know, yeah, you're really trying to help me. Thank you for your opinion. And I don't have to listen to you. You can just, you know, you can say, ah, your mind isn't perfect. Well, oh, thanks for your opinion. And just keep meditating. Everybody has this better than you. Well, thank you. Thanks for your opinion. I'm just going to keep going. These are not perfect conditions for meditation. I wish the dog would shut up. Oh, well, thank you for the for your opinion. You keep just thinking the room is too hot. Oh, well, thank you for it. Just like it's gonna keep on going, right? The only way to work with it is through kindness and just not giving it a platform. And I keep saying this because this is not just your mind, Chris. It's everybody. It's all of our minds. We all have our patterns, right? This is practice. It's not personal to you. This is being human. So, thanks for bringing that up, Chris. Really appreciate you bringing this into the space for everyone's benefit. So, thank you, dear ones. Thank you for your practice. Oh, and I see. Oh, thank you, Mima. That's very sweet. I really appreciate your note. Yeah, that's very sweet. So, thank you all. Thank you for your practice. Thank you for your wholeheartedness. Thank you for showing up for your own sake, for the sake of others, and in unfathomable, can I say it? Let's try it one more time. Unfathomable ways that our hearts and minds get transformed. May our practice be of benefit to all beings everywhere in ways we cannot understand. Ding, ding, ding. And I'm going to invite you all if you like to unmute yourself. Wait, this is going to be fun again. Oh, here we go. I can unmute yourself for a cacophonous goodbye. I've enabled it. Okay. Thanks,
Thank you, Mia. Thank you,
everyone.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
Night.
you.
Thank
Night.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you.
Thank you,
everyone.
Thank you, Sangha.
Good morning.
It was a great puppet
Hi,
show.
Hi,
Sangha.
Jamie. Hi, Gary.
Take
Domini,
care,
Domini, Domini.